according to the command of Christ. So the office of the keys, the exercise of church discipline as well as the preaching of the gospel, is under the authority of Christ. Christ is the one that sent out his preachers. Christ is the one who rules his house. But how does he do so? He does so from heaven, but how does he do so? He does so through the instruments of men. He does so through his office bearers. And so Christ has given the keys to men. And notice in both of them, or at least especially the one, the 85, there's an opening and a shutting. Can you hear that language? You probably all have keys to your house. I don't know if anybody, do you still lock your doors at night? It used to be in North Dakota, you didn't have to do that. Now you do, right? Do you lock your car? Probably not as much as you probably should or would if you were in California, for example. But you have keys, and they open and they shut things, right? That's the purpose of a key, to lock it or unlock something of value to you. Does Christ value you? Does Christ value you? And the answer is yes, he does. And one of the evidences of it is the keys. He protects his own. He locks the door to protect them from the outsiders, from the enemies, but also from ourselves. Sometimes that's the greatest enemy, isn't it? Our hearts. What does the Bible say? They're deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know them? But God knows them. And so what is the key? The first key it says there is what? It's the gospel. Isn't it the gospel what God uses to open the hearts through the work of the Spirit? By the grace of God, he takes dead people and brings them to life. Isn't that a great privilege we have of not only being accepted in the beloved, as we read in Romans, but also to be instruments through which the gospel goes and the keys are used and people are converted. They're saved from hell and the wrath of God. They're brought to life. What an amazing opportunity we have. As we live for Christ, other people see the gospel. As we speak about Jesus, other people hear the gospel. And so we have been given this great proclamation, it says. As often as they accept with true faith the promise of the gospel, all their sins are really forgiven them of God for the sake of Christ's merit. Is that important to you? That your sins are forgiven? Do you understand how bad the consequences are? It's worse than falling into a bottomless pit into hell itself. It's separation for eternity from God, the giver of all good things. And so the key opens heaven through the work of the gospel. But also based on the gospel, Jesus commands that those who come to faith in Christ are also made like Christ. There's a goal that God has for you, a purpose that he has for you. What is it? Why are you here on earth? To live for self? Does everything exist for you? The answer is no. To become more like Jesus, or for Jesus to become more and more seen in you, isn't it? Sanctification? The work of the Holy Spirit is to make you holy. In Christ, we're saints that are being sanctified. Isn't that a funny thought? We are saints in Christ, but yet we're not completely sanctified yet. Our status is a saint, but then the Holy Spirit says, okay, we got to throw that out. We got to get rid of that. We got to deal with that, right? And is it painful? Yes, it is. It's like surgery, right? Is the Holy Spirit ever done spiritual surgery on you? Have you ever had heart surgery? If you haven't, come talk to me and we'll talk about that. Is it good if you have cancer to have it all cut out?
Yes.
Okay. Does it hurt in the process? Yes. Is there a recovery time? Yes. Is the Holy Spirit doing that work of spiritual surgery to us, making us more like Jesus?
Yes.
But it is tough. Notice that it says that the command of Christ in 85, it says that the goal is to be heard. In other words, that when the gospel comes, that you hear it. Church discipline only happens if you don't listen. If he won't hear you, you take two or more. If he won't hear you, you take it to the church. If he won't hear the church, then. You hear that? So my question to you is, are your ears open? Will you be able to hear when the Lord says, you're in sin, you need to repent? That's wrong. It's not your will, it's my will, God says. Do we have the ear? May God grant us the ear so that we don't harden our hearts and the discipline has to be harder. Amen?
Amen. Amen.